That's all for you, Mikey. All right, so we're in Hilchot Deot. We're in Perek Zayin Halacha Bet. Ezehu Rachil. Okay, the Rambam now is going to define, right, a gossiper. So who? What does it mean? Okay, so you're not allowed to gossip. Not allowed to talk about things, even if they're true. Zeh she'to'en dvarim, ve'holech mizeh lezeh ve'omer, kach amar ploni, kach ve'kach shamati al ploni, af al pishu emet. If you walk around and you say, right, you're claiming certain things, and you're saying that this guy said that, and this guy said this, you're basically repeating information, even if it's true. Okay? Harei zeh machriv et ha'olam. This is a really serious line. He doesn't say usher. He doesn't say it's problematic. He said these people destroy the world. Okay? There's a destructiveness to Rechila. Right? And I want you to know, you think about this. You know, I used to, for a while, I don't do it as much anymore, but when I was really struggling with this, is there even more? Right before Shemoneh Esrei, there's a beautiful line. Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. Right? What does that mean? Open up my lips. Right? So, on the face of things, pshat and tefillah, is that it means that, you know, I want the right things. Right? So, I don't even have the right words. Help me to find the words. Right? But on another level, you know, Hashem gives us whatever Hashem gives us, but the challenge is what we do with it. Right? You meet people who have incredible minds, and you use them for good things. And unfortunately, well, there are people who have incredible minds, and they use them for criminal activities. Chas v'shalom, right? So your mouth is probably one of the greatest gifts that you're given. In fact, according to some of the Mefarshim, that's really what separates man from animal. There are philosophers who talk about this, the gift of speech and what it represents. So there is an idea to have a kavanah when you say Hashem Sfatai Tiftach. Let me see if I can get through this day. That everything that comes out of my mouth today, right, it does something good for the world. It makes people feel good. It gives Torah into the world. That nothing should come out of my mouth that God forbid is destructive or causes pain or anguish in the world. By the way, I used to have this kavanah, even if it's true, and even if it's allowed. Sometimes you find yourself in a situation, you know, we're all here learning Torah together, students, Rebbeim, whatever it is. And sometimes, you know, you have some issue that you have to talk about, and you know you're going to cause someone pain. It's a very, very difficult experience to know that you're going to, even if you think you're right, even if you are right, even if l'alacha you're obligated, you're giving tochacha, that doesn't mean it's a pleasant experience. You'd much rather be in a position where you don't have to do that. Right? Yes.
Yeah, in Ogosu's translation of the Septuagint, he translates man as a talking being.
Oh, right, right. Rama Malava, that a person basically speaks. That's true, right? You find this in a number of places. You find this also in Breishit, when man is created, right? Yesh avon gadol mizeh ad ma'od. Now there is an iniquity, there is a mistake that's even bigger than this one. V'hu bichlal lav zeh, okay, and it's included in this transgression. V'hu lashon hara, okay. V'hu amesaper bignut chavira. This is when you say something bad about your friend. Afal pi she'omer emet, even if you're telling true, right? Afal ha'omer sheker nikra motzi shem ra al chavira, right? But if you lie about your friend, then about someone, then that's motzi shemer. So let's organize this. There are three categories here now the Rambam is saying. There's rechilut, lashon hara, and motzi shemer. Rechilut is where you say something about someone, and it's not bad. It's true, right? Like if I'm sitting around, right, and Shlomo walks in with new glasses, okay? And you say, hey, did you check out Shlomo's new glasses? You're not saying anything negative. You're just making conversation. So what's the problem with that?
It's kind of like pointing him out that he has glasses. Like, what if he feels sensitive to that? Like, what if he, as a kid, he was picked on whole four?
What if he doesn't?
Or if you're saying that to me, then I could say, oh, Shlomo's glasses are ugly. Why do people have such bad taste?
So that's one opinion. One opinion is that anytime you put out a piece of innocuous gossip, it gives someone else the opportunity to kind of catch a ride on that. Right? Hey, did you see Shlomo's new glasses? They're nice. Somebody says, yeah, but did you see his shirt? Right? So then, you know, that could be, you know, you're going to lead into bad things, right? But what is there something more to that, yeah?
Well,
since we picked then, you will give you.
What's the purpose of even saying that comment?
Oh.
If there's no purpose behind that, then why even say it to begin with?
So some of them are farshim, and this is the one that speaks to me the most, define rechilut as speech with no real purpose. No real purpose.
That's like women in general.
Pardon? It may be rechilus even to say that. I can promise you there will come a time in your life where you will no longer be saying that.
Even like Rabbi Aaron says, like, you know, like
women talk to talk, men talk to communicate.
I get very nervous. You know, it happens to be true that men and women have different psychological makeups. And that while we share a lot in common, there are definitely certain differences. And it happens to be true, and it makes sense, that because men and women are different, that those different psychological makeups should affect all sorts of things.
Right,
sometimes, well, one second. Sometimes you have different roles, sometimes you have different dress, whatever it may be. However, the Rambam doesn't do that. Now, it may be that women tend, because of their psychological profile, to speak in one way, and men speak in another, right? Chazal say, for example, that women are better listeners, right? And men are better at making decisions. That doesn't mean you won't meet lots of women. I mean, there are many women CEOs who are very good at making decisions, or women who don't know how to listen, or men who do gossip, or women who don't. So I'm not sure what it benefits the conversation to say women will tend to do that more. Because, one second, unless I was teaching in a girls' school. If I was teaching in a girls' school, then I'd be happy for the girls to think that women do that more, because then maybe it would help them to be more careful about gossip. Make no mistake about it. There is, Baruch Hashem, enough rechilus around any given table full of men that we all have what to work on. You wanted to say something?
Yeah. No, I'm saying it's like it's you find it much more that a woman will go up to another woman and be like, oh, I like your shoes. And like that's just the way that they're connecting. You don't really find like, you know, a guy really going up to another guy and be like, oh my God, I like your shoes.
Give me a classic example of male rechilus that you hear all the time.
Sports,
right? But all the time.
But when I talk to a guy about sports, it's building a relationship. Therefore, it does have a purpose, even though it's not really about something.
Well, no.
Really,
now, you just defined something different. If you're talking to a guy, and you're talking about him, and you're having a discussion, that's not rechilus, right? If I go over to you and say, Mish, you know, saw that little attempted dunk there, needs a little work. Like, okay, so we're having a little schmooze. But if you and I are talking, and we're playing ball, so did you enjoy the ball game today? Said, yeah, but did you see Zevi hit that three-pointer outside shot? That's rechilus. Pardon? So I want you to know, what you have to ask yourself, right? I think that Shlomo is right here. You have to ask yourself first, what's the purpose of this discussion?
It's making a connection.
100%. 100%. Valuable to find ways to make connections where you're not talking about others, but two people. That's what the halacha is saying. Now, that's okay. You're talking about a sports team. You're not talking about each other. You're not talking about someone.
No, you're talking about a guy in the team.
Depends who the guy on the team is. Yeah. If the guy on the team is Babe Ruth, it's not rechilus. No, if the guy on the team is Babe Ruth, it's not rechilus. But if a guy on the team, look, you know, my son started a football team and they play this flag football team, right?
But you don't know the guy. He's just like a famous guy,
like LeBron James.
Yeah.
No, that's probably not rechilus because it's public knowledge and because, right, that's a different story. Right. In fact, that's an interesting question. You know, suppose you're talking about the game and some player who everybody thought was going to be a great player. You know what? There's an Israeli basketball player now who's on the Omri Kaspi on the Sacramento Kings. Right. And I'm sure Israelis talk about him all the time. You know, he went through some sort of a slump and then he came back and whatever it was. Right. So when everybody's talking about him and he's slumping, is that rechilus? Is it rechilus? So on the one hand, it's public knowledge. On the other hand, what's the purpose of that discussion? So if I'm sitting with a group of guys and they're birthright students and I know they love basketball and it gives me an opportunity to talk to them about basketball, then maybe there's a value to it and maybe there isn't, although I can't imagine that I can't find some other way to connect to those guys without talking about someone. But otherwise, you're denigrating a person. It's not such a simple thing, right? In other words, build yourself up without having to put someone else down, right? And even the innocuous, innocent conversation is very dangerous. Because it leads you to unhealthy places. You know, think of someone, and if you haven't yet, you'll get there in your life, who you say, this person just doesn't seem to ever talk Lashon Hara. And you'll find a person who very rarely gossips. Because one inevitably leads to the other. So at the very least, what the Rambam is asking us to do is like, think about it. Like, you go to lunch now, right? See if you can sit for 30 minutes at the lunch table without speaking Rechilas or Lashon Hara. Watch how quiet the dining room gets. And then you'll know that there's lots of rechilus. And it's something worth working on, right? Goes without saying that if you're speaking Lashon Hara, that's worse. You know, you can destroy people by putting them down, even if it's true, right? You don't know the implications of the things you say. You know, someone will come to me and say something negative about someone before I can do anything about it. And the next thing I know, you know, a year later, this guy's applying for a job, and I heard one negative comment, and it resonates with me. There's some bad taste I have about this person, and I've never met him. So that could be reasonable to do, depending on the circumstances, but you have to be careful, right? Aval ba lashon hara, right? Zeh sheyoshev ve'omer kach ve'kach asa ploni ve'kach ve'kach hayu avotav ve'kach ve'kach shamati alav ve'amar dvarim shel gnai al zeh amar ha'ketuv yachret Hashem kol sfatei chalakot lashon medaber lo. In other words, Hashem basically says, or the tefilat ha'navi is that Hashem should just cut out the tongues of the people who speak this type of language. That's how serious lashon hara is, right? That you can destroy a person. Look, I'll give you an example. There's a former prime minister of Israel who was interrogated yesterday for 8 hours in the police station over this whole Holy Land affair thing, whatever it is, right? And he claims that he's being vilified, and he may well be right. There was a general sense, especially after the Second Lebanon War, people had issues with that prime minister, and then never mind after Operation Cast Lead, and it would seem that the mood of the country, right, is to believe that this fellow is doing things that are wrong, right? So what percentage of that is real, and what percentage of that is a general sense that comes as a result of the fact that everybody talks down about a person? Understand? So you can destroy a person even when a person's on a very high level, right? Okay, so that's halacha bet. Okay, any questions on lashon hara, rechilus? There are obviously lots of instances where things are allowed. And you really have to go, and the purpose of this was not to get through lashon, you know, the laws of lashon hara. What the Rambam basically is saying in halacha, in Perek Zayin, this is like the keter. Like if you can get through all six prakim and get to the point where you have this healthy relationship with ethics and you're developing your character trait and you're finding balance and you're learning how to share without judgment to your neighbor and all those things that we talked about, if you can't figure out a way to fix the issue of Rechilus and Lashon Hara, you're just not there yet. And I find it fascinating that the Rambam puts this last, because this is the toughest one to get to. Okay, this is changing everyday habits. All right, hang on 1 second.